Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. Yeah, we were really excited to announce today our move to 79 Perry, not just for our offices, but to create what we're calling BMP at the Cobblestone, which is going to be basically a gathering place for businesses. There'll be a full conference center, a co-work space, and a drop-in for our members to be able to sort of meet, collaborate, hang out, have meetings. So we'll do a lot of our events in that space as well. We love the space. It's super cool, and we've got an outdoor patio and inside seating. It's just going to be amazing. And the location is fantastic for people coming down, particularly during the day. Super easy parking between the arena lot and on-street parking, so people will be able to get in and out. And for all of our members who are in the suburbs who do work downtown, they'll have a place to sort of park in between meetings and all that. So we think it's going to be fully activated and be a place where some really good accidental collaborations can form.
You talked about the development on Sabres and Bills, both how with your development.
Yes. Well, the Bill Sabres and the Pegula family have been basically major investors of the partnership since they came here, and we work in a symbiotic way. In terms of this development, we really explained our vision of what we wanted to create beyond just an office space, and they bought that. They saw the opportunity that we saw as well, which was to activate the Cobblestone District. So this isn't just an office space for us, it's really economic development for downtown. I think the work that we're doing right now with the City of Buffalo and others is really to figure out how can we sort of re-energize city centers. This is a challenge that communities all over our country have, and we have to deal with that here in Buffalo. It's not quite as bad here because, as you may know, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago, the partnership was very involved with the city mayor's office to create the Buffalo Building Reuse Project, which converted a lot of office buildings downtown into apartments. So we're sort of ahead of the game there, but now the next wave of that needs to happen, and we have to figure out how we want to inspire people to come back downtown, basically.
What do you envision in the district? And you're talking about not only your development, but reimagining the Cobblestone District, that entertainment district. What do you broadly envision for reactivating that space?
Well, I can only speak to our part of it, and so our part of it is that there'll be a lot of, you know, people around. I mean, that part of downtown during the day is not really fully activated, even though there are some restaurants and Tim Hortons and all of that down there. So we think we can actually be a traffic driver for those daytime hours. And the other synergy, of course, is with the other economic development organizations that are literally our next door neighbors, being able to be close to those organizations to be able to help do our work as well. So it sort of has a dual impact. But Pete's vision and the Pegula's vision is really about how do you create a destination that people are going to be day and night. And I think we're excited to be a part of that.
What about some of the properties that are just down the road a little bit from where 79 Godfrey is? Just talk about the properties down there. You know, there's been the dispute between the city and the property owner. What are you hoping gets resolved there, and what do you envision for that part of the Cobblestone District going forward?
Well, what we're hopeful is that our presence there and how we're going to activate the space will sort of de-risk this from an investor point of view, that people might be more likely to invest in that space. I'm not familiar with the dispute, and we're not party to any of that. But I do think that, you have to stimulate that kind of confidence from an investor to know, well, we're going to be driving traffic into this area. And of course, this is a virtuous cycle. The more people that come down, the more people will come down. So we see our foray and our vision is a way of really beginning to generate that foot traffic down there.
Got it. There's also the talk of the potential for a soccer team in Buffalo, a professional soccer team, one of the sites that they talked about was the old Buffalo News parking lot, which is right down there. I mean, how important is that maybe to you at B&B with regards to potentially garnering that as a key site for that stadium potential to be able to build something there and kind of make that part of downtown more attractive?
Well, I'm not familiar with any of the details on that. I think anything we do to activate a parking lot is good for downtown. I will say that I hope that what we eventually get downtown is a multi-use sports facility to really cater to all the amateur athletics that happen in our region. Those are huge drivers of tourism dollars. They are recession-proof. Families will always bring their kids in for swimming, for soccer, for all of those things, and we have a great brand in that space as Buffalo. But I think if it were my money, I'd want to put that into a multi-use facility that would be able to support that work.
You talk about traffic, foot traffic in the Cobblestone District, and then extend that to downtown. It seemed before the pandemic, we were getting this momentum, right? There was a lot of folks that were down there. You'd see people that were
Yeah.
What has happened in terms of the work from home model, in terms of the traffic that we have seen downtown, these businesses in these different districts?
The city just finished a study about this called the Queen City Hub, which we were a part of. And according to their numbers, there are 20,000 fewer workers out of a pool of 50,000 or so. It's a huge drop in the number of people who are coming into downtown. And remote work is a part of that, but its impact is not only in the buildings where the remote workers, loss of culture in a business and all that, but all those ancillary businesses, the Sue's Delis of the world and the Bijou, like those people can't survive, and downtown can't survive if it doesn't have the kind of traffic that it needs. And right now it doesn't. And I don't know that we'll ever be able to put that genie all the way back in the bottle, but I definitely feel like the trends are pushing. You saw Amazon's announcement that they're bringing everybody back 5 days a week. We've got to do something that encourages people to want to be at work as opposed to sitting at home. And I think it's going to be challenging, but it's a challenge all cities have right now.
How do you encourage that? Broadly, how do you try and address that?
Well, I mean, one of the ways we're trying to address it is to create a space where people want to be, right? So, I just really feel like if you can, and a lot of businesses, I don't know if you've been to the tech hub center that M&T has created, there are businesses that are really investing in company culture and really trying to create spaces where people want to come and collaborate. That's what we're trying to emulate. The partnership is not a major corporation, but we learn from major corporations. In this case, we're saying, for all those mid-sized companies that are struggling with this issue, can we be part of the solution that helps want to bring their people back to work, basically.
Can we get you while you have it on the impact of Sumitomo this week and what that was like from the partnership's perspective?
Yeah, look, it is. First of all, it's incredibly sad for the families that are been impacted, and I know they have a lot of longtime employees there. It's not Bethlehem Steel. Those of us that remember that, all those workers can get jobs. There are far more manufacturing jobs open today than we have people to do them. So they will get work. Will they get work at the level of compensation they're making now with the skill set they have? There's got to be some matchmaking done there. But I feel confident that once we get past this, that those people will have jobs. I think the thing I'm most concerned about is that site can be used to its greatest advantage. You heard me talk about tech hubs. I don't know how clean or dirty the site is. I do know it has tremendous access to power. There's a power substation there. That is a critical asset in terms of moving the community forward that can't get squandered. And, you know, there are threats to that that, you know, I worry about, making sure that we can figure that out. And, of course, Sumitomo's, you know, not in the position to be talking about what they're planning to do with that facility, but it is an asset because of its power access. So the question is, how much cleanup is there to do, and is there another use for it? And I think certainly when we talk about tech hubs in Buffalo, supply chain is a big piece of that. We're probably not going to host a big fab here, but we could put supply chain companies here, and that facility would feel like the right amount of space with the right access to power and infrastructure that could be a real asset moving forward. So, you know, it's never good to lose 1,500 jobs or have a company leave the region, but I think we are resilient enough to get through it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.